Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my name is Jessie Ware and I'm a tad weary today for this podcast. I'm sat here with my mum who's looking rather smug.
Yep, I'm not tired at all. I feel fighting fit.
Well, good for you. You can sparkling, do the washing up then.
Sparkling. Well, I usually do the cooking, the shopping and the washing up, so it won't be anything new for me.
Touché. Yeah, I've been set the task of cooking tonight and I'm really tired. And I better kind of have a cold shower and put some makeup on because we've got the
prettiest person I've ever seen in my life and glamorous
and excellent actress,
fabulous.
I said to Sam, my husband, I said, we've got this person on tonight, and he said, I'm working till 10. I said, oh, she'll be gone by then. He said, no, make her stay. He basically wanted to fritzel her. We have Michelle Keegan on tonight, the actress that people may know from Coronation Street, more recently Our Girl. She's also done her own Drunk Histories, where she played Queen Elizabeth I. And I saw her in the reception of Soccer Aid, because her husband, Mark Wright, was playing for Soccer Aid on the England team. And she was charming when we met. I wonder if she'll remember that we met. And then I'm going to feel really awkward that now she's in my house and she'll be like, are you stalking me? Anyway, I'm really excited about having her. I think she's a great actress and just seems like a lovely, lovely girl. And she's a Manchester girl, Mum.
I wonder if she's a red or a blue.
Yeah, I do too. She's from Stockport.
Stockport, possibly a blue.
Really?
We'll find out. What's cooking, Jess? Or what am I cooking later?
To be fair, it's actually quite an easy dish. It's been so hot in the UK and London is just actually today is like the first day with a breeze. So I just thought I'd keep it really light and easy and fresh. It's actually inspired by one of Mum's recipes that she used to do, and it's just like a quick
pie-ard of chicken.
Pie-ard of chicken.
You know what pie-ard means?
No.
Straw.
Why is it called that?
Because it's so thin, because you beat the chicken breast till it's quite thin.
You beat it with a rolling pin in cling film, and so it just kind of flattens it all out. And then you cook
just
it.
Fry it
with
up
butter.
In butter and then add towards the end lemon juice and basil, fresh
and
basil.
Season
and lots of seasoning, and it's really delicious.
It's really tender.
And no, it's really tender and it tastes fresh. And
so you'll be doing that bit. Because
I'll be doing that bit.
But then I actually went on Yotame Ottolenghi's podcast that he's doing called Simple Pleasures, and it's promoting his new book Simple, which we're all really thankful for because it's a bit less complicated. There's still definitely some interesting herbs in there that you're going to struggle to find, but he cooked me dinner whilst we were talking at his dinner table, and he did this really delicious new potato salad. Now, I know we've done a potato salad before, but he did this one. I haven't got the recipe.
When did we do a potato salad?
We did it for My Dad Wrote a Porno. Maybe we've only done it once. It's hard.
I can't even remember doing it.
Change up the carbs.
Yeah.
So he infuses his potatoes when they're boiling it with the herbs, and he uses mint and thyme. And I couldn't remember whether he put lemon in there too, so I put a bit of lemon zest in there too. And then he zhuzhes up garlic, lemon zest, olive oil, and thyme and mint to make a kind of salsa that gets drizzled over the top. Mine is a bastardized version of that, but it's going to be in Ottolenghi's Simple Cookbook, which I'm really excited about. So I did that. So it's quite lemony. And then Isle of Wight tomatoes, whoever these kind people that approached us on Instagram said, would you like basically a huge...
They sent us heritage tomatoes.
Like the most beautiful coloured...
I love heritage tomatoes, the green ones.
So we've got green, we've got yellow, orange, red, and they look wow. so beautiful.
Do we have to cut them up?
Yeah, but that'll be quick. So okay. I've done a tomato with green beans and a mustardy tarragon dressing with them.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether this is all going to kind of make her taste buds a bit kind of...
explode.
Yeah, it's quite citrusy and kind of... So we're doing that. And then for pudding, I've done griddled peaches with rosemary. And then I've got creme fraiche and I've put some of my favourite Skopelos honey, which is the island that we go to in Greece. And I've put a little bit of that in the creme fraiche. And then...
We've got some macadamia nuts. Cooked in salted caramel.
Yeah, which actually just were left over
from our latitude.
The macadamia yeah. brownies that yeah. Alex made for yeah. Adam Buxton. So we kind of thought that could be nice, sort of bit of a crunch, sweet, sour. So that's what's going on. We are taking a break for a while.
It's our holiday.
We're going to Greece. Have a lovely time. We're going to try and get some new recipe ideas. Thank you to everybody that's been listening, because you've got us to over 1 million listens now, which is pretty phenomenal.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
1 million people have wanted to hear you whinge at me.
That's just not true. 1 million people are soothed by my voice and my warmth and my generosity of spirit.
I feel like maybe you're going to be the performer tonight.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Think it's a Manc thing.
Maybe. Okay. Thank you so much for listening and supporting us and letting us do this, because we are having so much fun. And we will be back with you in the autumn with loads more recipes, which will probably be quite Greek for a while, I think.
Yep.
Michelle Keegan coming up on Table Manners. Okay, so we have Michelle Keegan in my kitchen.
Hello.
And you've got a t-shirt on. You've thought about this, Michelle.
I have. It says arts and artichokes on the t-shirt.
Thank you.
I thought I'd come prepared today.
Thanks, babe.
No, I'm a massive, massive foodie. Like, massive.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah, huge.
Let's hope we don't disappoint.
No way. This is like my dream come true right now.
Is it?
Yeah, and my mum's as well, actually. My mum would love this.
It's a real pleasure to have you on. And we know you have to go back to Manchester.
You're going to Manchester
tonight.
Yeah,
I'm travelling back up tonight because I've got a BBC breakfast interview in the morning.
Oh, man.
Really early.
Why?
As well.
Why?
Because of Argyle.
Argyle.
Yeah, it's a promotion, really, what? So...
Argyle, let's talk about it. It's on at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was
on
finished? Last
and
week.
You've been World Cup a bit.
World Cup, we got moved to Friday. Then that got moved because Wimbledon ran over. So this week it's back to Tuesdays again.
You're so considerate.
I know. I want to know what the beef is, because I think I've missed two episodes.
Oh, no, you're about to spoil something for people.
No, because clearly the beef
I'm
is
not
the beef.
Up to...
The man in charge, he's
yes.
come back.
Yes, Captain. James come back.
Captain James. And why
right.
why have you asked for a transfer?
Because me and Molly...
Do you love him?
I wouldn't say I love him, but he's made it very, very awkward to work together.
Why? Because he loves you.
Well, he's sort of declared his feelings for me.
See, and I told
this,
you.
Was this in series
one?
Yeah, this was in a few episodes. Remember in the jungle? When we were in the jungle.
I'm up to episode two of... Oh,
I'm ruining it for you.
Oh, whatever, it's fine. Because
she's
I'm still mourning Elvis.
Oh,
not
I
got
know.
Over Elvis.
I loved
everyone,
him so much.
Everyone.
He was such a dick, but I loved him.
He's one of those guys that you love to hate.
Oh man,
he was so sure of himself, but he really loved Georgie, and I think that's why everyone loved that relationship.
I mean, he was a dickhead.
He was, and he was a bit of a bad boy that you wanted her to turn him good. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. But it was really... I mean, I was sobbing when he died. I was sobbing, like, in my... Sam, I was supposed to go to bed really early. And because I don't know, I had a headache. And I was in with my iPad in my bed in the dark, sobbing. And Sam, my husband, came in from work. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, he's dead. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really happy about the fact that they didn't leak that he was going to die.
Oh, right.
Because I think everyone would have expected that. If everyone knew, they would know what episode it was or how he was going to die. But everyone thought that he was going to have like this happy ever after because obviously they got back together again.
Yeah.
And I was in Malaysia at the time. I was still filming and I was watching it unfold on Twitter and I knew exactly where it was up to. 1 minute everyone was saying, oh my God, they're back together. I'm so
he's
happy.
He's like kissing the ring. Yeah.
And then I thought, oh God, he won't be saying that in 15 minutes time.
So hon, you were filming in Malaysia. Is that for the next series?
This is what the series is on now. This is Malaysia now.
Well, I wanted to ask, so you don't go to the place that
no
you're have you ever been to the place?
No, we've been to Africa and obviously one of the episodes was filmed, well it was filmed in South Africa but it was set in Nigeria, but that's it really. We normally film in Cape Town because of the locations look, you know, it
good
could,
food
oh my God
sushi
food in Cape Town.
Have you been to Willoughby's in oh my God, in the mall? I'm not joking, it's one of the best sushi restaurants ever. There's always queues there. Mm. It's in the middle of a mall. It hasn't got a nice setting or anything.
Oh, I don't care.
But honestly, the food is spectacular.
Is sushi your favourite?
I do like sushi, yeah, I do. Only because I like picky foods a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I like to pick, and I think sushi, with that, you get like a variety of food. I can't really say variety. Variety of food.
Variety.
I couldn't get out of my mouth. But I do, that's my sort of favourite food to have, and I think that's because I got brought up on tapas a lot of the time.
Did you? Why?
Yeah, my grandma's from Gibraltar.
Oh, so you've got Spanish blood.
Mm. Well, British, like to be called British. But it's in Spain. It's in Spain. But that's, yeah, so my family, we're constantly around tapas dishes, like picky dishes, that we, you know, you're having a long table and we just constantly pick.
But talk to me about, because I just came back from Barcelona, I had a gig there, and I love... And I don't want to offend any Spanish people because I do like it. But I do struggle with the tapas menu because I feel like I just hate myself by the end of it because it's all fried.
I know what you mean. I know.
Like you're like, oh, that croquette. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, sure. I have a quad for tapas.
Why not?
The lamb chops. So true.
And there were no lamb chops.
Often the almondigas. The meatballs, aren't they?
The meatballs I love.
When you're with a toddler... That doesn't work out so well.
They want the patatas bravas, don't they?
Yeah, they don't even want the bravas. They just want the patatas. But what were your favourite tapas dishes?
It was all freshly cut meats. I'm thinking about when I was younger. It was all like freshly cut meats, lots of cheese, lots of bread, like French stick bread and dips and things like that. Lots of fresh fish. That was another thing. Calamari. Like even sardines. I don't think I can eat them now. Really? I've had them for years. But you have them with the bones still in.
Yeah, I know.
And that puts me off now.
Yeah, my son's just in Spain at the moment. I said, have the sardines. He said, no. Yeah. Because you won't have anything with a bone in.
But when I was younger, I didn't really care about things like that.
Didn't you?
I was all up for it. But I think as I'm getting older...
Did you used to go to Spain or Gibraltar?
Gibraltar, yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah,
what's
a lot
like
of the time. It's really British. It's like
it's got M&S.
Yeah, it's got M&S.
It's got M&S and Pret. I think Pret.
Yeah.
Even it's like a little English high street.
It is,
with
right.
baboons.
Yes, it is.
Running around.
Actual baboons.
How many are there, do you think?
Hundreds.
And they jump on your car. And it's like a little rock and it goes up. And there's just baboons everywhere. And they jump on your car and pull your windscreen wiper.
Wow.
I did Who Do You Think You Are not long ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I got taken back to Gibraltar and sort of learned lots of history about Gibraltar. And the monkeys got actually brought over from Morocco.
Were they?
I think so, yeah. And they just started breeding in Gibraltar and stayed
But
there.
They never run across the runway to get to Spain.
No, they're just always on the rock.
You say you're a foodie. Can you cook or do you just like to eat other people's food?
I love to eat other people's food.
Okay, right.
But I do like to cook.
Okay.
I do. But
so what's your go-to dish?
If
you're making an effort.
If I'm making a real effort. Well, I normally cook for me and Mark if he's home.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to eat quite healthy foods, I'd say. So it's a lot of like chickens, and I like to put in really nice sauces together as well, healthy sauces.
So he basically treats himself like a footballer.
Yeah.
It's like sweet
it's
potato.
Really annoying. Yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah. But I do it in a really nice way. Like I That's fry, kind of put loads of like seasoning with it, a bit of chili in there, a bit of garlic, rather than just boiled broccoli, you know. Yeah. So I make it exciting for him. But he is a bit of a health freak.
Because he's got that body. I'd be health. Look at that body. My God.
Oh, he'd love that.
Yeah, he's fabulous. I mean, he's got to look after it.
I mean, she's doing okay with her, but anyway, let's just get
it
married.
It must be the most gorgeous, beautiful couple in the whole wide world.
You must just high-five each other when you, like, go to the beach. Just be like, we're doing all right.
No, absolutely not. You'll find me probably having a burger at the beach and him having a salad next to me, putting the pressure on.
Does he have to watch his weight?
He tends more to now because he's in LA. I think when he was home...
Obsessed.
And because he's on camera every day as well, he's more conscious of it now than he was when he was living in the UK.
God, when I go there,
I put on weight though, because I'm like, it's so healthy. But it's like double the portion of it.
No, but so you just have sodding kale, even for breakfast.
I hate kale.
Me too. There's kale on everything.
Yeah, it's so true.
Michelle, I come from Manchester too.
Do you?
She lost her accent though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I still got my...
North Manchester. No, I was North Manchester. But
whereabouts?
Prestwich. Mm. Neither of my parents came from Manchester, so that's probably why I don't have an accent.
So were you living there for a while?
I lived there till I was 19 and went to university, but then I never went back. Which school did you go to?
I went St. Patrick's.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Of course, Keegan.
Yeah. I said you're Jewish, aren't you?
Yeah. But I went to Manchester High.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's right in the city centre, isn't it?
It's Platt Fields.
Oh, yes.
We want to know, are you a blue or a red?
Well, I have to say blue because my dad's a blue.
I told you she was blue.
Yeah.
I said, she'll be a blue.
No, I am. Well, my dad's from Glasgow originally.
Yeah.
So he's actually Celtic.
Is he?
Yeah. But my stepbrother... who obviously my dad married Lynn, who's my stepmom, and he sort of grew up around my dad, and he sort of converted my dad to go to City.
Oh, he did.
So that's why I'm City. I'm not really anything, to be fair. I was only World Cup the other week, so I jumped on the hype. I wasn't really bothered about that either.
No, I was really excited.
Yeah, it was exciting.
I loved
it.
Did Mark come home for that?
No, he was going to come home for the final. If they would have got in the final, he would have come home, he said. Yeah.
I can't imagine being in LA.
No, he was watching it in LA. He had to set his alarm
at
5 a.m.
in the morning. Yeah,
and then drive to like this English pub with his English top on and watch it with loads of other people.
Yeah.
I actually saw Marta playing football quite recently.
Did you?
Yeah, so we both were doing Soccer Aid.
Yes.
And I was that... You may not remember, I was a quite overzealous person that came up to you in the reception.
Yes, you were singing. I know.
And I sung. And Mark's very good at football.
He's very, very good at football. And he loves it as well.
Well, he was nearly professional, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And it was something that he would have done, I think what happened was he was 18, then he had a break for 6 weeks and he went away and he sort of went out with the boys, put on loads of weight, and then he went unfit. And that was the end of the career.
Jesus, but,
yeah,
really
that's how
like
strict
that.
They are. Yeah.
I think he'll get back in though.
Yeah, he was really, he's really good.
He scored, really good. Didn't he?
Yeah. Did he score a penalty?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did.
He was very good.
And then I think 2 years before that, the other Soccer Aid, he scored a goal there as well.
And we loved him on Strictly.
Anyway,
are you going to do Strictly?
Well, everyone asks this question, and I'll be honest, watching him do it terrified me.
Really?
Honestly,
he was
terrifying.
Really good,
he was really good.
Well, are you worried you wouldn't be as good?
No. It was.
Are you
the
better?
Idea.
Are you worried you're going to embarrass him because you're better?
Yeah, that's what I like to tell people. No, it's purely the live audience terrifies me.
But you're an actress.
Yeah, but I can go again if I go for something wrong.
So, hold on, would you never do theatre?
That's the next thing to cross off my list.
You've got to do theatre.
You need to go to my hypnotherapist.
I want to do. Really?
Yeah,
I was so scared about doing Jules Holland.
Really?
Because I'd done it loads of times and I'd always... buggered it up because I just saw that red light.
Yeah.
And like, I was like,
oh
I can't do it.
Yes.
Clamp up. Went to see my guy Shomit, love him.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he did something to me.
What,
so
what did he make you
well,
do?
He just
like,
kind of did, I
you're
think
more
actually,
confident.
I think he's just my therapist now. So he's just amazing. He kind of did these kind of he didn't go like you're going to sleep now. It was like he just made me kind of understand
that it was irrational to feel like that, and that that's the kind of mum's. Are you rolling your eyes?
No, darling.
I don't know.
I think he sounds much better than the woman that helped you have the baby.
What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, I won't say a word.
I'm not talking about Gary now. Okay. My fanny didn't tear, so I don't give a shit. I feel like she was worth
that's
all the money in the world.
Really,
so there you go, exactly.
What, did you ever one of those hit
I did all of that shit. Yeah, I was putting oil up my bottom. And I was making my husband put hot oil up my bottom. Oh, I evaded oil. He was like, why are you
massaging
making me do
her
this?
Cervix.
You know what I mean? This is why people, when people say, do I want a baby? I'm just so not ready for that.
You don't
I
have don't to do the hot oil up the arse. You don't. However, It may help you not tear. I wanted to ask, because we need to bring it back to food.
Yeah.
Food on, whilst you're in these different countries, you must have eaten amazing food. Well, amazing. We talked about South Africa.
Yeah.
Malaysia is some of the best food.
Malaysia, yeah, it was really tasty food. And for breakfast, you would have, because it was like a fusion between Indian and Chinese.
No,
the best.
It's so nice. So for breakfast, we would literally have a stir fry with noodles in, or a curry and rice, that and like an omelette to go with all that.
And yeah, you'd have it all because it all tasted delicious.
I was so hungry. I was like, yeah, put it on the plate.
Is it quite demanding physically, my girl?
Yeah.
Massive.
Our girl, not my girl.
No,
our
no,
girl, it, sorry.
No, everyone calls it, a lot of people call it my girl. I just go, well, our girl. Yeah.
It is very physically demanding.
It's really physically demanding. I think it's because of the heat as well. Like, it can get up to like 45 degrees, especially when we're filming in the jungle.
And you're in those outfits.
And did you have to, did you do any training?
We did a bit of boot camp before we went to South Africa, and that was only for 2 weeks. And I did like a comprehensive medical training course.
You're very believable at being a medic.
Am I?
Yeah, like, oh. I feel like you should be, I'm not saying you should go to casualty, but I feel like you'd be like the consultant. Like, you're brilliant. Oh,
thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Really
Could
good.
Could you help someone if they got taken ill on the train tonight?
You know what? Something happened a year ago before I started this series where a lady fainted at a table next to me when me and Mark were on like a date night, and I heard like a smash. Turned around, this woman had a face in a plate, and her husband was screaming because he didn't know what to do. And straight away, I don't know what came over me. I like
Georgie
got up. Yeah,
Georgie
was in me.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah.
I literally went over, picked her up, checked that she didn't swallow her tongue. And at this point, her husband was screaming. So I was like, calm down, calm down. I was trying to speak to the lady, and she started to come around really slowly. So I knew, and I was asking questions about her, what I needed to ask.
Oh my God.
And I could tell that her breathing was fine. It wasn't erratic or anything. So I knew that came in
oh
training
my gosh,
quite well.
Michelle, you're...
I know, I couldn't believe it. And then I was like, right, she needs some water. So I'll give her some water. And then I realised that her sugar levels were really low.
How did you know that?
Because her husband said she was diabetic, she needs sugar.
Okay.
So that I knew, again, I would have known that if I didn't do this training.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, she needs some full fat Coke. They brought Coke over to me and had a straw. So I knew if she had bubbles in the straw, she could choke. So I took the straw out. Put it into a cup.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was making her sip this Coke. And eventually she came round like nothing's happened.
Did she know who you were?
I don't know.
Or was she like, have I died and gone to...
No.
ITV.
A film set.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm like, have I got it? And I literally sat back down and we just got back on with our meal. And she was fine next to me.
Did people like applaud you or anything?
No.
Was it very was it in England?
It was in England, yeah.
If that had been in America, I swear to God, people would be high-fiving.
No, yeah. You wouldn't do it in America, because if you did anything wrong, they'd sue you.
Oh.
So
oh,
people don't help.
Yeah, that's true. That's
bloody
true.
Hell, well done.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, like how this sort of the training has helped, because I didn't panic at all, like in any form. I just literally knew exactly what to do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You worked at Selfridges, didn't you?
I did.
So did I.
Did you? Yeah. What? Whereabouts were you?
I was like in the London one. I was in like ladies' fashion, and then I was at this place called Auburn and Wills. I was really bad at it.
Yeah, I was. I moved around like anything as well. Got bored.
What were you on, like?
I went for ladies' fashion at first, and then I went to men's fashion, and then I went to the cosmetic counters.
I feel like, even though like it makes your throat kind of hurt by the end of the day because you've just got all that perfume smell.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
It did seem like the funnest.
It was so much fun. And I had like mates coming in. My grandma used to come in. My mum, I used to sit on the stool. I used to do their makeup. That was my day. That was my day. So a little, I looked like I was working, but really, I was just doing my mum's makeup.
Before Coronation Street?
Before, yeah, yeah. And then I was doing the auditions as I worked on the makeup counter. And I remember Kim Marsh coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Was she in here? Michelle. She just started in Corrie. She was in Corrie at that point. And I remember exactly what she wanted. She wanted a number 2 concealer from Benefit, where I was working. Mm. And I was so starstruck. I couldn't believe that I could see, no, I'm seeing someone from Coronation Street. And I served her. And then literally, I think it was 3 months later, I got the job on Corrie.
Did you say, hi, I served you a concealer?
No. I didn't know how to, you know, when I first started, you don't really know not the boundaries, but it was such a surreal place. Like, even on one of the chairs, I didn't know that chair was taken or people were going to be, you know, normal, down to earth.
Is it like the first day of school then?
Yeah, it's the first day of school and you're definitely the new girl. And it was weird as well because I worked at the airport before Selfridges and I served Jack Shepherd, who played David Platt. I served him at the to go on holiday as well, at the check-in desk. I served him there. Mm.
Do you miss Coronation Street?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Like the kind of, I imagine it must be such fun and there's such kind of structure.
Big decision to leave?
It took me 2 years to eventually decide to leave. Yeah, it's such a nice place to work. It's such a comfortable place to work. Like, I literally lived 10 minutes away. So I'd go home on my lunch break to let the dogs out for a wee, feed them, then come back to work. And I was very lucky with the storylines that I got as well. I got some amazing storylines. But I always thought to myself, you know, I started acting and I took a risk doing what I did. Mm. And I just didn't want to look back in 10 years' time and think, what if? Could I have done something else? Could I have done another role? But yeah, I do. I miss it. I miss it loads.
Have you been professionally trained?
No, I wouldn't say professionally trained.
Did you do acting classes at all?
I did, yeah. I did it at college. I did it at school, in and out. And I went to Manchester School of Acting, which is like 2 times a week, a couple of hours. And I started there in May and I got an agent in October and I got Corrie in November.
Wow.
Yeah, I was, because I left college. I did it at college as well at A-level. So it's something that I was really interested in. But I always thought, you know, you'd have to start really young to pursue a career in acting. And then I heard about these acting lessons in Manchester. So I thought, okay, I can go there. Because I didn't know whether to go to uni or not. And I didn't know what to do as a career. So I started going the acting lessons and that's what happened.
Food. We should probably eat something. Okay, should we tell you what we're having?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so palliard of...
Pyard.
Pyard.
Pyard of chicken, which is really a chicken breast. And you beat good for it Mark. Really, really...
Yeah, he'd love this.
You beat it really, really flat.
Yeah.
So it's very thin and it cooks quite quickly. And I just cook it in a bit of butter, lemon juice and basil. Lots of seasoning. And it's delicious.
And weirdly, it's really succulent. It sounds quite kind of whatever. But actually, it's so delicious. We're going to have it with... heirloom tomatoes. Would you call them heirloom tomatoes?
They're big ones,
they're lots of different colours.
Mm. Yeah.
So I've done that with a kind of tarragon vinaigrette and some green beans. And then we've got these new potatoes, which are with another... It's quite lemony. So I hope you don't mind that.
I love citrus.
And then we're going to have like a green salad with some like seeds and spices on the top. But yeah, so that's... Mum's going to get on with that. If you weren't cooking for Mark, what would you be cooking? Would you be making an effort or would it be kind of an omelette?
I'd probably have like a salad, like a healthy sort of salad for me, prawns, that sort of thing. If I have mates over, I normally do tapas.
Oh, nice.
I would normally do tapas for mates.
Is it quite hard to cook at home?
It's just timings, isn't it, with tapas? Yeah. There's so many little dishes on the go. I just keep it quite simple. I do like gambas pil pil, which is like the garlic prawns.
Love them.
Oh, so good. You can't go wrong.
So, yeah, like you have to have like a vat of olive oil, but fine.
Yeah. Again, fresh bread, my favourite, to dip in. I do like creamy mushrooms. I get like obviously shop-bought Patron peppers.
Love them.
Loads of sea salt on them. And the Parma hams and mortadella hams.
Oh, so you'll have like a cured, cured meat bit. Okay.
That's it. So that I'd have to cook that. And then maybe I do like chicken, like little bits of chicken wrapped in Parma ham.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a bit of pepper in there as well. And that's it, really.
Are you a pudding girl?
Not really. I'm more of a savoury.
Right.
I love a lot of salt in my food as well. And cheese. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking I'm more of a savoury, but we always...
Are you more savoury as well?
Yeah, but we've provided a rather like... Because actually, it's been so hot.
Mm.
And I kind of thought it was going to be overpowering. Like, there's a breeze today. So, but we've griddled some peaches with creme fraiche. And honey kind of mixed into that. And then my brother made these, we aren't having the brownies, but he made these macadamia salted caramel brownies at the weekend because we did this live podcast. So mum still had a bit of the brittle, so we're just going to kind of scatter that. So it's quite light.
That's
so you
fine,
won't feel like, me. I feel like you're not going to feel like shit on the train.
Yeah, that's fine. I can sleep on the train anyway, so I don't even mind. This looks amazing, by the way.
I'm a bit worried that it's quite lemony.
Thank you very much. Please,
will you just take some?
Yes.
And have you got a fork there, by the way?
Yes,
it's really, it's quite makeshift here, by the way.
This looks unbelievable. Oh, thank you.
It's just simple stuff.
So you live in Manchester?
Yeah, well, I live in Essex.
Want a bit of juice?
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do.
Maybe.
Yes, I do.
Do you miss Manchester?
I do, but obviously, because Mark's been, you know, in LA for a year...
Help yourself to all the other bits.
Thank
and
you. I spent a lot of my time in Manchester because if I have a bit of time off, I'd rather catch up with my family and friends than be on my own.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of this year in Manchester, which has been really lovely.
And where are your favourite places to eat in Manchester?
Oh,
because it's good food there.
Oh, it's great.
Really good food. There's actually really nice like cafes now. Like you know, just go for breakfast.
Oh, good.
Especially in the northern quarter as well. There's one called Evelyn's, which I go to, which is really, really nice.
Table manners.
Yeah.
Do you believe you've got good table manners?
I'd like to think so. I think my mum would like to think so.
Was she very on the table manners?
Oh, okay. Yeah. For me and my brother, actually.
So what did that entail? Like, no elbows on the table?
No elbows on the table. You don't speak with your mouth open. You use a knife and fork. If you haven't finished, you leave your knife and fork separated.
Yeah.
When you finish, you close them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you brought us up, too.
It's true. And we weren't allowed to leave the dinner table, actually, until we finished our dinner.
No.
That was actually, we never did. And even if my brother finished first, I would still be at the table until I was finished. He was allowed to leave, I wasn't. They were actually quite strict growing up, actually.
And did you always kind of, so you always ate around the dinner table together?
Mm.
And was it always a home cooked meal? Like, was your mum a good cook?
Always. My mum was actually a cook. She was a chef.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, you're kidding. Quite
yeah.
Good. What kind of, like, what was her speciality? What was your favourite that she cooked?
She always made really nice home food, like moussakas and, what else did she make? Like, really good Chinese chicken and, like, shepherd's pie, you know, that sort of homemade cooked food,
like kind of one pot family
food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when she met my dad, she obviously worked as a chef, and then when she had me and Andrew, she had a bit of time off work, and then she worked at our school. I was like the head cook at our school, so we used to have a lot of school dinners as well at home as well.
What, you'd bring the school dinners back? But were they quite good then?
Mm. Yeah. I remember like, especially the desserts as well. You know, I remember that custard. I remember like the sponge and custard. And
it's the best.
Oh.
I feel like we should, no, but I feel like we should put it in the cookbook. Oh, it's like, it's that sponge that just is so light.
Yeah. And it's just sponge. You don't need anything else.
But I did always like it when they did chocolate custard.
Have it now.
I don't know why, and it didn't really taste like chocolate. It was the most pitiful chocolate custard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it just kind of hit the spot.
Yeah.
Why, what are they saying?
No cake and custard anymore.
Why?
Because children are getting fat.
Oh, piss off. They deserve it. Even on a Friday, they should be allowed it.
So do they not have that at school anymore?
I think they're stopping it.
I liked it when they used to do the yogurt with the big cookie. Did you ever have that?
Oh, no.
It was like a massive cookie, and then like they lumped a bit of yogurt on it. Desert Island meal or Death Row meal, you can decide whatever you want.
Do you know, let me try. This is my
This is my question.
My icebreaker question when I'm on a job.
Oh, really?
A bit awkward at first, isn't it? Working with someone new. You don't really know them. Especially if you like have to play like alongside each other for a long time. That's my first question that I ask.
Have you ever had any weird answers? Or memorable answers? What did old Pasqualino, what's his fucking name?
Pasqualino. Well, he's
said.
Italian, isn't he? So he probably would have said Italian to me. That was 2 years ago, so I can't remember now. But I always think about the people that are really boring that say soup. I'm like...
I would say chicken soup. Oh my God, no, I'm that person.
I'm judging you, Jess.
No, have
I'm
you ever judging. Had Jewish chicken soup?
No, I haven't. I heard you talking about it.
We did it with Dermot
O'Leary.
Okay, I can't believe I'm that person that has soup.
What do you mean, though?
You haven't tried my mum's chicken soup.
I heard the cooking is the best. Why is it so good?
Oh my God, I'm that person that you're going to judge now.
I am going to judge.
Oh, fuck.
I'm dull. No. Yours is the boiling hen, isn't it? The boiling hen. I'm talking about the people that go, I want a tomato soup. What do you mean, Heinz? Get out. No.
Ed Sheeran, they used to do, he said on the podcast, Sunday lunch was Heinz tomato soup.
I mean, he's just saying that to be cool because he's ginger and he likes orange soup. No. I don't believe it.
Okay, so what would your...
I don't believe it.
Oh my God, I love that you're as much as obsessed about food as we are.
That is my icebreaker question. To be fair, mine changes. Like, I always have, for starter, gambas pilpil, the garlic prawns with bread. Yes, please.
Yeah.
And then maybe for the main...
If there were no repercussions.
Exactly.
I guess you're dying, so you know what you're mean? Never going to know if you get
even
that
I something. Got bloated, it doesn't matter anyway. Mm-hmm. So the main I would have, you know, like chippy chips.
Yeah.
Like really good chippy chips.
Yeah.
Soaked in, you know, vinegar, salt and vinegar.
Oh, okay.
I'd have that.
You wouldn't have curry sauce. Good Manchester girl.
I would, but I want to make chip butties first.
Okay.
So I'd make chip butties with like loads of Lurpak on my bread.
Oh, thick.
And the vinegar's like soaked into the bread. Mm. And then I want different condiments all around, dotted around, and I want some mayonnaise, and then I want some gravy and some curry sauce, and it'll be my choice what I dip it in.
Oh, so you just like break a bit of the butty off and
And dip it into the mayonnaise or the
it's
curry
sauce. It's a butty mezze.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, that's what happened, just because I never have chippy anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah, it's the kind of thing. I remember
we used to open somewhere in America, in LA, with fish and chips.
Oh my God, Michelle, maybe you should do that when you
That'd
go
be
over.
Amazing. And then for my dessert, I'll just have a cheese board.
Which cheeses would be on it?
Definitely brie.
Yeah.
Camembert.
Lancashire.
Really?
White crumbly.
Really?
I know you mean the crumbly one.
The crumbly one. Yeah. You get down the market.
Day. Yeah, I know which one you mean.
No, it's different.
Is that where you cut it all falls apart?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I like the one with apricots in as well.
Me too.
Oh, me too. Oh.
At Christmas I have
that. Yeah, and the cranberry. Is that the Wednesday or cranberries in?
I think that's the Wednesday one, maybe.
Yeah. I'd have a really big cheese spread for my dessert.
Chutneys or grapes?
Yeah, both.
Jessie, you might have to give her pudding because if she's got to catch the train.
What's the time now?
It's 20:07.
Okay, fine.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, wow.
There's more creme fresh if you want.
So you're going to have to
thank you very
pick
much.
This off, darling. Put those on.
Hold on.
Did you grill these?
So we griddled them, and it was actually, it was like a kind of, I hadn't tried it before, so I feel like it's a bit of a work in progress.
And the thyme as well.
I put rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yeah. And then
Jess, we need some spoons and a teaspoon.
I've got spoons, sorry.
And that's the macadamia nuts.
So have you put the macadamia nuts on?
Yeah. And then I put it back in the pot, but I just put some really lovely Skopelos honey with the creme fraiche.
Wow, thank you.
And then we've got the macadamia like brittle.
Have you grown up around food?
I loved eating. So yeah. That's just basically
Jessie was happiest happened. When she was eating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
still am. Good peaches, darling.
Mm. Yeah. M&S. Do you see yourself living anywhere apart from Essex?
I moved down south purely because I wanted to be near London for work.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to move down south anyway, regardless whether I was with Mark or not.
Yeah.
And luckily it just so happened that I met Mark. he was 40 minutes from London, so it just worked.
Mm.
But I do like Essex. I like how rural it is because it's so green where we live. We live like in a little village. It's very like quaint. It's very quiet. And you do get nice weather as well. That's the thing. The difference between Manchester.
Yeah, and it's so different.
I'm sorry. You know as well when you live there.
Because it's the Pennines that break the clouds. And
it's like being in California,
well, that's
basically.
Why they had the cotton, didn't they?
Yes, the mills. Yeah, it's true.
Because the damp favoured the mills for weaving,
That's why loads of mills are up north. But I always see Manchester being home. But I like the sun as well. I always feel like when the sun's out, it's just a different atmosphere, isn't it? So I wouldn't say no to live in Essex, but I wouldn't mind
Would you like to live in London?
I couldn't live in London, God, no.
Really?
Oh, no, I couldn't. It's too busy for me.
Really?
Because even in Manchester, I live somewhere really quiet.
Uh-huh.
And then Essex lives somewhere really quiet. So when I come into London, I'm not used to the hustle and bustle.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't wait to get out. I come in for work and I can't wait to get out.
Because you are a self-confessed foodie, I need some recommendations of where you eat. You've given us one in Manchester for breakfast. What was it called?
Evelyn's.
Where do you like in Essex? Are there good spots in Essex?
Everyone always goes to, like, this is like a new famous spot now called Sheesh. And we actually had the restaurant at our wedding, you know, in the evening of our wedding.
Did you have kebabs at your wedding?
Yes.
Love you.
How fabulous.
And I'm not just saying the food is so nice, like the lamb sheesh and the chicken.
So
kebab.
It's kind of Lebanese or Turkish?
I think it's a mixture. Again, I think it's a fusion.
Yeah.
And their food is unbelievable. So if anyone's ever in Essex, they should definitely try out sheesh.
Okay, fine.
No one's ever disappointed in the gosh sheesh. My mates come to Essex pure for that reason.
Never mind
seeing me.
Let's go.
They want to go to sheesh.
I'd go for a bikini wax and sheesh.
Fact.
I'd go to...
And a vajazzle.
A vajazzle, That's maybe. What it says, maybe. Okay, Essex. London, do you get to eat out in London?
Not really. Like, I really, really like Rocca in London and Charlotte Street.
I've never been, but all my friends love it.
Yeah, I do. I really like it there.
It's really kind of dimly lit, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's got a nice
view. Can you go underneath?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. I like Novikov as well.
Never heard of it.
It's a Mayfair. There's an Italian in there.
You're fancy.
And I know, that's very posh, isn't it? Very posh.
Novikov?
Is it like again, Asian?
Oh, really? Oh.
It sounds like Russian, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's an Asian area and there's an Italian, and the Italian's so nice.
Mm.
Really nice atmosphere, very homely atmosphere. That's really good.
Okay.
Have you been to Sushi Samba?
Yes, years ago.
Fun.
That was good fun.
That's good fun. I go there with the girls.
Okay.
Yeah, on a night out in London. That's always fun. That's it, really. I always tend to either, if I've got people at my house, we either stay in and cook, or we just go somewhere local, like Sheesh, and there's a restaurant place called Alex's, which is really nice in Essex as well.
And what's that like, kind of?
It's just a fish restaurant, really fresh fish, and it's in a really nice area as well, like very green and stuff. So that's really pretty.
Oh, nice. Mm. Do you get lots of takeaways?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Me too.
Sometimes you just can't bother cooking, can you?
What's your like go-to takeaway?
Chinese.
Oh, really? Fuck, you're dirty.
Like dirty. It's like when then middle of the night you're waking up so thirsty because of the salt. It's like you need water.
What do you order on the Chinese?
Always a chow mein. Salt and pepper king prawns.
I would never order a chow mein.
Really?
Salt and pepper prawns.
Do you know what I do with a chow mein? Shall I tell you what I do? It was horrendous. I have a chow mein and I get grated cheese and I put that on top of the chow mein and I have mayonnaise with it. Oh my God, judge me.
Who are you?
Dirty. I don't even know myself right now. I can't believe I said that.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm obsessed with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Fuck, if we'd known like this, cheese. We could have done something.
I like cheese. So I don't know. I don't know why. I think noodles and cheese really works.
What, like pasta and cheese? Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh my God,
and I've even
got
Mark into it.
I was so impressed by
you. I know,
I've
got the side down. I was eating, look at me eating creme fraiche and peaches.
You're foodie. That is dirty. That's your guilty
dirty.
Pleasure.
That's
right
me
there.
On a Saturday night.
Have you ever had a Chinese curry? You know, you can buy. Well, it's like a thing now. You can actually buy Chinese curry. They sell it in Tesco now, Indian curry or Chinese curry.
What's a Chinese curry?
It's just, it's what they make in Chinese takeaways, I think. A Chinese curry.
You can
buy a jar of Chinese curry. pet sauce, which is different to Indian.
I shall not be trying that, I don't think. Yeah.
Michelle
can get it. Michelle mix it with mayonnaise. I'm so happy we know about your dirty secret.
That is a proper dirty secret that no one knows that.
Now they bloody do.
Honestly, try it. I know it sounds disgusting, but I think you like it. Everyone should try it.
I can't do a lot of mayonnaise. Can you not? I feel like I'm not. If that's your staying in on a Saturday night.
I'm a dirty
night,
girl. I shouldn't be talking about this right now.
No, I love it. I think everyone's going to fancy you a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Come on. What's your hangover food?
It is always a McDonald's.
No, hey, I'm not judging.
No judgment.
I understand that. What do you get?
The breakfast.
Love it. But are you in time for the breakfast?
That no, I'm quite... up. But someone else, it always is. I'm always the one that has a lie-in. One of my mates always gets up first. Oh, that's so they nice. Always go in the McDonald's.
Do you think
run.
That when they deliver, you know, and you can get it from Uber.
Uber
do you think they'll extend the time for the breakfast?
No.
In the States, they serve breakfast all day sometimes. Yeah.
Good to know.
Good to know.
So what will you have?
I'd have a bacon and egg McMuffin.
Oh, I like with the sausage hash brown. And egg.
Oh, yeah, the sausage and egg. And I have the hash. I take the hash brown out. I never eat and put it on the muffin as well. I never eat it separate.
No, I don't like the hash brown.
Do you
brown.
Not? No. And I have mayonnaise with it as well.
But I do love the sausage and egg McMuffin. I like.
I just want to know where this McDonald's and this chow mein with mayonnaise is going on you.
I know.
Because
it's true. I think that's why I put on the stone when I was in Malaysia, because that's all we eat in all the time. Yeah. Noodles with mayonnaise and McDonald's.
Oh, you were doing the mayonnaise there too. Is that where you found the love for?
No, I've always found the
combo.
Love. I've always had the love for mayo.
And did you get anybody else involved in it apart from Mark?
Yeah, a few of the lads. You know those packet noodles that you get?
Yeah.
The packet ones, the really cheap ones. Obviously, they're everywhere in Malaysia. That you can literally go into a corner shop and they're there.
Yeah.
But that was like the go-to thing at night. And I used to make the lads them. And the lads used to have a bit of mayonnaise at the start. Everyone was in it.
She's Georgian.
Everyone was in it.
You're so method.
That's what I mean, saving lives, serving mayonnaise and noodles.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh,
she's one of the lads.
You are. Are you one of the lads?
I am, yeah.
But I think of you as quite a girl's girl.
To be fair, I would say I'm a bit of both. I am. I've got lad mates and I've got like my best mate girl mates. I don't know, I'm a bit, honestly, I would say 50-50.
Oh my God, I kind of want to be you so much, apart from your love for mayonnaise. Yeah. You're like dream girl. Mark Wright is a very lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
Right, that's on record. I'm going to let him listen to this now. That's it.
Thank you so much for doing this and sharing your dirty secrets with us.
Thank you for letting me into your home. Thank you very much for cooking for me.
Pleasure.
Well, Mum, she was just... First of all, she's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. You can't... She's enchanting.
Yeah.
She's just really bright and enthusiastic and real zest for life.
And she said she'd buy our cookbook, which was
really
sweet. Of
course, yeah. She liked the food, which was great.
Did you see that bloody ring? Nearly knocked me out.
It was the biggest ring. It was like a fruit pastel. It was huge.
No, what a lovely, lovely girl. She's basically Georgie.
She's just such a lovely girl. I love the fact that she knew how to resuscitate people.
That is the best. That's the best story.
First aid.
Thanks so much, Michelle. You've been a real treat. And
such a sweet, lovely person.
Yeah, and we had such fun and it was a pleasure to have you over.
Yeah, I quite like to be her friend.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, she was just such fun.
Mum, that's us done with this series.
Bit of a break then.
And the next series will be coming in the autumn. But thank you so much for listening to our podcasts. We really, really appreciate it. We have so much fun doing them.
Yeah.
Even though you moan a lot.
I know. But let's make it 2 million by the end of the next series.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone that listens. This is us signing out. I'm Jessie Ware.
I'm Lenny, Jessie's mum. In case you didn't know.
No, I think everyone knows now, Mum.
Okay, darling.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.